I like the idea. I'm going to piggyback on what Mike's been saying. I want to say the COVID narrative is collapsing because it seems like they would want us to say that. Because when something's collapsing, you let your foot off the gas. That means it's over. That means there is an ending to it. And we can't let these bastards get away with it. Yes, there's the hearing going on right now that you heard during Mike's show. And if there's anything of substance, we will break in and talk about it today. But this idea that, oh, it's collapsing. Yes, it's great. I'm happy about all that. The fact that people are turning on the people who were leading this. Yes, I am ecstatic about all of that. But at the same time, I also fear that Americans, Americans get lazy. And as soon as something seems to be over, that they give up. That they just give up. So that's my fear when I see people say, oh, it's collapsing. Oh, the narrative is, it's, we're winning and they're on the run and all that stuff. Listen, I'm happy about that. I'm happy about that. For me, it's not going to be enough until I see Fauci, you know, tarred and feathered. But at the same time, I want to caution people getting too far ahead of the ending to presuppose the ending or to get there before we're actually there, if that makes sense. So that's what we're looking at here with this whole thing collapsing. We're talking about Barry Weiss's speech here in a minute that she made on Bill Maher's show. And unfortunately, I couldn't, when I tried to listen to it, I thought maybe there'd be a point or two, but Bill won't shut up and let her talk, because that's Bill Maher. But to have more people feeling that it is okay for them to speak up is a good thing. We just can't let this be a cherry bomb. You know, little fuse, pop! And then we go back to normal, right? Or we think we just go back to our normal ways. We've had our vent, we've had our anger, and now we move on. No. That's not the case at all. These people need to be pushed continually. So it's important that we don't feel satisfied. We can't feel satisfied with Barry Weiss and others speaking out against the doom's narrative. Right? We can't do that at all. We need to keep our fire focused correctly. And that includes when Joe Biden, two scoops, and the regime tries to start another unjust war to distract us. Because that's in the cards. We have an article from Adria Widberg today talking about how the Europeans are afraid of two scoops rush to war. I have this article from the American Mind. I was thinking about talking about it last week. The title is A Post-Patriotic America Will Be Worse Than You Think. I'm going to swap out post-patriotic. Well, I'm going to swap out patriotic for Catholic or Christian. Because people don't realize how worse off we're going to be when that takes place. And then finally, we are going to talk about how John Stockton, apparently, according to Wikipedia, is a devout Catholic. I mean, he went to Gonzaga when Gonzaga was a nothing. A, when Gonzaga was nothing, and B, when it was probably more focused, faith-focused. Yeah, John Stockton's been booted from Gonzaga University games because he won't wear a mask and he doesn't believe in vaccine mandates and he doesn't believe in masks. So John Stockton continuing to be one of the goats here And it's just so disgusting the way these universities, I saw one from Temple earlier where they revised their mask guidance and they said, oh, well, you can't wear a cloth mask anymore. It's not safe. You have to wear the N95 mask, which is not an N95 mask. It's a KN95 mask. That is the only way to keep people safe. These universities are just breeding grounds. Just breeding grounds for authoritarianism, which we have known for a while. But it's really more confirmed than not here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's see. So that's what we're going to talk about in any kind of breaking news, anything that comes up about the truckers in Canada or anything that comes from the congressional hearing today, we will bring it up. But the first thing I want to start with is Barry Weiss's supposed smackdown of COVID. We're going to get to that in a moment, but this segment of the program is brought to you by shop.mikechurch.com. Shop.mikechurch.com, your home of the Founders Trading Post, where you can get all kinds of great things, from cigars to books to DVDs to handmade rosaries to one-of-a-kind stickers featuring artwork from Mike Church and more. Shop.mikechurch.com. Shop.mikechurch.com. Please support the Crusade Channel by doing your shopping at the Founders Trading Post. Shop.mikechurch.com. So, I believe either Friday or Saturday. Yeah, it was Saturday or Friday night. Earlier in the previous weekend, or late in the previous weekend, Barry Weiss went on Real Time with Bill Maher. And she unleashed a tirade about COVID restrictions that got Twitter abuzz, which doesn't really matter that Twitter got a buzz, but people noticed the passion in how she was speaking about it. So, I'm going to skip a couple paragraphs. Bill Maher certainly let the genie out of the bottle when he let journalist podcaster, I can't believe that's actually a thing now, I'm a podcaster, Barry Weiss speak on his show. Weiss used to work for the New York Times before she tossed them over for greater reality. Weiss didn't hold back when it came to blasting COVID restrictions, calling what had been done to children in the closings of schools a catastrophic moral crime. Yeah, I didn't know that places like Flint, Michigan went to indefinite virtual learning. Well, I get what she's trying to say. And I can't play the clip because Maher won't shut up without throwing F-bombs in it. But the outrage over the schools is partially outrage that parents feel for allowing this to happen by giving your kids up to schools. If you had homeschooled your kids, they really wouldn't have seen or been impacted as much. But let me get to a little bit. We actually have some of the transcript here. She went on her tirade saying, "We were told you get the vaccine." These are her words. I'm just quoting. "You get the vaccine, you go back to normal, and we haven't gotten back to normal. It's ridiculous at this point. I know that so many of my liberal and progressive friends are with me on this, and they do not want to say it out loud because they're scared of being called anti-vax, or to be called science deniers, or to be smeared as a Trumper." Let me get out of that. "Because what's a communist's favorite weapon? Shame. Even more than a firearm, communist's favorite weapon is public humiliation of their opponents." Let me get back into it. I'm sorry, but if you believe the science, you will look at the data that we did not have 2 years ago, and you will find out that cloth masks do not do anything. Let me get back out of that for a second. Barry, I know you're trying to cover tracks, but we did know about this 2 years ago. We did know about it the moment they started barking about masks. There were people, like Mike Church, who were saying, masks don't do anything. Cloth masks don't do anything. Now, people are trying to hide behind, oh, well, we didn't know. You know, that's what you're going to hear a lot. We just didn't know. We were unprepared. We had no idea. That's why we took these draconian measures. We just didn't know. And that's a lie. That's what I'm saying. You cannot let these people, even with this rewritten narrative that they're trying to tell you, well, we just didn't know. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. But let me get back into the article. She continued, you will realize that you can show your vaccine passport at a restaurant and still be asymptomatic and carrying Omicron. And you realize, most importantly, that this will be remembered by the younger generation as a catastrophic moral crime. Another thing that went viral this weekend was that 13-year-old girl throwing massive flame shade at the school board for trying to protect themselves and screwing kids over, which is what they did. She continued in saying that schools in Flint, Michigan, she described as 80% minority, have gone to indefinite virtual schooling, citing the growing incident of self-harm among girls, saying people are killing themselves, they're anxious, they're depressed, they're lonely. And that's why we need to end it. More than any inconvenience it's been to the rest of us, it's a pandemic of bureaucracy. Now, the audience went nuts clapping. Once again, so many people have been suppressed for so long and told they're so foolish for so long that anybody speaking out is very therapeutic to them. The only problem is a lot of people tend to get complaint. Not complaint, but complacent. They'll get complacent and say, yeah, well, we told them what's up. Well, telling them what's up, not going to do anything. So I don't know what the long run is with Barry Weiss saying this stuff. Is it good? Sure. The fact that people are responding to it? Yeah. Does that do anything instantaneously? No.